Hi and good evening. I'm Martha Murphy. I reside at 59 Salmon Street in Belfast. What I want to speak about briefly and why I'm interested in speaking this evening is regarding the propane flare. I contracted lymphoma in this town of Seabrook, Texas, home of Johnson Space Center. I'm very concerned, though I am approximately 5 miles south of Searsport and the proposed tank. I've done a lot of research with the help of Betsy Parody at the Public Library in Belfast, and there are numerous studies about APG, associated petroleum gas. This health issue has not been brought up this evening, and I felt compelled to come before you with that issue. I had stage 3 lymphoma. I'm happy to celebrate my 70th birthday. I didn't think I'd make it to 60. So I don't know if you want to talk further about that or how the people at DCP want to talk about the health concerns, but that is why I'll be putting my house up for sale if this goes on board.
The health part will come up later in things, but we want to know why that you request.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said at the beginning, the health thing.
The health part will come up somewhere along the line, okay, in presentations and also with the Good Harbors Report.
Okay.
And what we're interested in is why you feel you should have interested party status on this.
To be alive is why I'm interested.
That's good interest. So what is, you have particular cross-examination and things that you want to bring up, but you are looking at a particular point in any one of our performance standards.
I'm interested in knowing really what a propane flare. I live 5 miles from a flare. It was not a propane flare. So I'm interested in knowing truly what are the toxic chemicals. Out of most flares, you get benzene, toluene, and numerous other things. We can look at the Scandinavian Journal of Health, which I've been reading, and numerous other studies, which I won't bore you with right now. But I don't really know. I have talked to Tony Ingrafia at Cornell University. He proposes that this propane is going to be shipped out of here and not for home use. But he's not been able to get back to me as to actually what a propane flare issues. It will change our air temperature and air quality. Incidences of lymphoma and leukemia are rampant in Houston.
I understand your concerns. I guess I share your concerns. One of the questions I have for the applicant, that the air emission license part of it, and my question is the toxicity of the fumes. So what composes the VOCs in the license? If you looked at their license there, that is a major component that's in the license. The others are very small. But I have the same question that you have. But we'll discuss your request for interested party status. Okay. Board have any questions? If not, I'd like to have a motion, an interested party status. Mrs. Murphy? A motion, please.
Move we deny.
Move to deny. Is there a second? Then I'll second it. We have a discussion vote on this. Discussion on the motion to deny interested party standards. And Mrs. Murphy?
Bruce, do you intend to answer that question?
Yes, I have it written down on my list of questions.
Okay, then you're going to take care of asking the question that Mrs. Murphy wants answered.
If I phrased it correctly, what your concerns are, I want to know what the emissions, what the VOC part is.
Right.
That is a major part.
VOC meaning volatile.
Volatile organic compounds.
Correct. Well, as long as I feel that you're that you're going to, I'll be happy to share my research with you so that you can ask the questions.
That's fine. I just want to know what they are.
Okay.
And understand some of the others. But, and I remember your letters.
Question. Would you submit your question and the information concerning it in writing to the members of this board?
I'd be happy to.
Send it to Thomas Airport. We'll get it.
Thank you.
Any further discussion on the motion to deny interested party status, Mrs. Murphy? No further discussion. Those in favor of the motion to deny the status? The status is denied 5-0. I trust you will give a satisfactory answer.
Thank you.
Thank you.